I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, this is Robert Reese. We're on Inside the Brand. I'm with Joyce Faulkner, and our guest today is Eric Greenberg, who is the Executive Vice President of Marketing for Lifeline Screening. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
A pleasure. Lifeline Screening, it's one of the fastest growing companies. Not everyone knows, though, what it is. What really is the brand?
Well, the company actually started in 1993. It was founded by two women. One was an ultrasound technician, the other one was a physician, and a close friend of theirs had a stroke. And they wondered why nothing could be done to prevent it. They thought, well, why didn't we see the warning signs? What could we do about it? And so they started the company basically to help screen people for their risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And now, here we are almost 20 years later, we screen about a million people a year across the country for their risk of stroke, heart attack, aneurysms, and a whole variety of other diseases.
And what's interesting, now you've about 15,000 separate locations going on within a year. But if you look at the United States, $2.7 trillion is towards healthcare. It's 17.6% of the GDP, but very little is focused on prevention. That's what you're all about.
We are. We're all about prevention. We're all about empowering consumers to take better control of their health. We have a great healthcare system. If you have insurance, it's great in terms of fixing you when you're broken, but we don't spend a lot of money or effort or time on trying to prevent the major diseases from happening in the first place. I think stroke itself, the cost of stroke in this country is about $300 billion a year.
And it's only like, I think, $150 for screening.
Yes. So we have a package of five screenings that a consumer can get. It's about $150. They pay directly out of pocket. Our screenings are mostly ultrasound. At least our signature screenings are. So they're painless and non-invasive. We do screenings of the carotid artery in your neck, which looks for your risk of stroke. Basically, the ultrasound is literally looking inside your arteries to look for atherosclerosis, which is plaque buildup. That's what causes most strokes. And we do the same sort of screenings for abdominal aortic aneurysms, for peripheral arterial disease, which is a risk of heart attack. The basic thing is we try and make the screenings affordable, so you don't have to choose between eating and getting screened. So $150 is pretty affordable for a fairly ubiquitous portion of this country. We try and make the screenings accessible and convenient. That's why we're in 15,000 locations around the country.
Joyce?
Yeah, so it's a great product offering. I don't think you have a lot of competition out there. So how are you getting this message out to your customers and to potential customers?
I think we like to think of it as our greatest competition is ignorance. Mm. So most people don't really know that our industry exists. Most people, when you sit down with them and you explain to them what it is we do, like, wow, why didn't I know about that? Why didn't I know that I could do an ultrasound screening to prevent a stroke or an aneurysm or to uncover my risk of heart disease? So as a marketing organization, our biggest challenge is to get the message out that, yes, this is real, this is credible, that you can really do something about this, and you can be empowered to take control of your health.
So I would think that social media platforms would be very applicable to that kind of a message, the whole preventative, because, as you said, people aren't incented to be preventative in their own healthcare, but I would think social media would really take off on that. So what are you doing on those platforms?
So it's an interesting area for us, because on the one hand, our customers are older. Mm-hmm. So our average customer is over 60 years old. We target basically people that are 50 and older. So some of those people are more uncomfortable with social media, mm-hmm. but it's also the fastest growing segment for online usage and social media. And so it does present a big opportunity for us. So we are on Facebook, we do Twitter, we have a blog, we have all the things that you might expect. But I think the next big step for us is the building of an online community. The healthcare is a very personal and private thing. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily want to go on Facebook and announce to all of your friends that you're worried about having a stroke, or you have erectile dysfunction, or you're someone has heart disease in your family. It's personal. And so we feel it's more appropriate for us to build an online community where people can share stories about either what they're doing to stay healthy, what they're doing to recover from consequences of disease, and it gives people a chance to really express themselves in a way that they feel comfortable.
So the online community, is that taking the form of a blog, or is there a dedicated part of your website that people can go to and be part of this online community?
Well, we haven't launched it yet, so we'll launch in the first quarter of this year, but it'll actually be a separate site.
Okay.
We effectively are the sponsors, but it's not a site that's about, oh, come get a screening. It's about longevity. It's about living healthy and living a productive lifespan for as long as you can. And we will facilitate that discussion. We've got about 7 or 8 million customers now. And so we have a lot of those people who want to tell their stories and share their stories and learn. Mm-hmm. And so that, for us, is really about keeping our customers engaged over the long term. We don't want to have just a single transaction. If you think about the last company that took your blood, do you remember who did it, what the name of it was? Mm-hmm. Do you have any relationship with them whatsoever? We don't want to be like that. We want to be a brand that you have a relationship with over the long term, and this online community gives us another way that we can engage with people.
So the online community, it's launching in about a month or in a couple of months. What are you going to be doing to get the word out for the online community? Are you going to be doing some one-to-one communications with existing customers? You're going to be participating in some events?
So we'll probably do all of the above. We have about 1 million of our customers a week that get our emails.
Uh-huh.
So we have sort of weekly emails that talk about a variety of health topics that people subscribe to.
Uh-huh.
So we communicate that way. But we have a couple of partnerships that I can't talk about yet with some very well-known brands that are out there that also will help us get out the message. And there could be some really good content providers for our audience.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, so it should be good.
So far, you're listening to Inside the Brand, where we meet with the brains behind the brand, brought to you by EuroRSCG. And I'm here with Joyce Faulkner, my co-host, and we're speaking with Eric Greenberg, who is the Executive Vice President of Lifeline Screening. And we're finding out a fascinating model that reaches 1 million people a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joyce, you want to throw another question?
So the people that are coming in for a screening, describe the kind of experience that, because I would think that, you know, preventative screening might be a little scary for people. So what's a typical experience for someone?
It is. It's a really good point. So I always like to say that coming and getting a screening is not like buying T-shirts. People don't really know what to expect. If I said to you, we're going to do a series of ultrasound screenings in a local church in your community, you might be nervous. You know, is it credible? Is it going to hurt? You know, is there going to be privacy? And so we try from the very moment they call our call center to be sensitive to that, to understand that people have anxiety about their health and they want to be reassured. And so we have our call center people are called preventive health advisors. So they're not just to sell you whatever is off the shelf and available, but to try and understand what it is your health concerns are. If you're 30 years old, you have very different health concerns than if you're 60. You have very different concerns if you have a family history of heart attack or stroke than if you're perfectly healthy and you're running marathons. So we try and be sensitive to that. After we make an appointment, we actually send out communications that are literally called what to expect. Right? So we have a brochure that says, here's what's going to happen to you when you come to this event. No, you're not going to have to take your clothes off. Yes, there will be privacy. No, it's not going to hurt. You know, it's all painless and non-invasive. The other thing I think which is a little different about our organization is that marketing in our organization takes a very broad view of the customer relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we own the call center. We own the customer experience. We take a very holistic view to make sure that experience is great.
So if people want to get in touch with Lifeline, what is the website? How do they do that?
They can go to lifelinescreening.com. We have locations, 15,000 locations across the country. Just put in your zip code. It's a pretty good chance there'll be multiple places near you.
Well, Eric, great having you on the Inside the Brand show.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And everyone, don't forget to go to Inside the Brand After Dark. That's www.insidethebrandafterdark. And then you could hear more in-depth discussion with Eric and other CMOs. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of EuroRSCG Discovery.
In times past, manufacturers paid the bills, but the retailers controlled the customer experience. Now that power is changing hands, literally. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. With the rise of mobile smartphones, customers have seized control of the information stream. Want a product review? Customers can scan the barcode and read one right on their phone. Price shopping. A mobile app lets them scan the barcode and find the best price in the area. Couponing. We're seeing success with mobile coupons, not just for cheap brands, but even for the Omanis. And at Euro RSCG Discovery, we helped Groupon launch a location-based service with deals based on where the customer is right now. Yesterday belonged to the retailers, today belongs to the customers, and the brand managers who empower them. Find out more at www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.